The Good News Hour greets you once again. This is the program that's wholly dedicated to the glorious gospel concerning our soon coming Savior and Lord. Your speaker today is John A. Horn of Atchison, Kansas, and I'm going to ask your attention, please, to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 15, and we shall begin reading at verse 1. Now, in case you do not have your Bible right handy, make a notation of these scriptures, because it's an important subject, one that I'm sure all who listen in should be desirous to know about. You see, we doubtless have questions that are disturbing us with relationship to God and relationship to eternity. It's only natural to have these. But this is what we hope to be able today, by the help of the Lord, to put across to you, that all matters, all questions, all problems relating to the salvation of your soul or to spiritual guidance, your present associations, must be settled in the light of the Holy Word of God. For instance, if a man has really and truly been saved, then he just doesn't say, "Now, I think I shall join the church of my choice." What he must do, or she must do, is consult the guidebook. Just as you have guidance in the matter of salvation, so do you have guidance in the matter of worship, in the matter of your association with fellow believers, fellow saints, as you journey on towards your eternal home. Now, we're going to look at a question, a problem, I should like to think of it in that way, a problem that was causing no little stir. In fact, it had been upsetting many of the Lord's dear people. And so it was necessary to have that difficult problem solved by God, and in the light of His holy presence, settled once and for all. Now, I agree with you that the question that was taken up and settled at this particular time of which we're going to read, it should never rise again. And yet you'd be surprised how again and again here and in various parts of the country you see teachers similar to those that arose on this occasion and who introduce what oft times disturbs and upsets the Lord's dear children. And I'll tell you, if we were in the habit, if we made it the bent of our life to rather than listen to what men have to say, for the voices of earth will but deceive you, if we were in the habit of going to the Word of God for ourselves and seeking there an answer from Himself, I can assure you that your difficulties in the matter of salvation, in the matter of worship, in the matter of daily guidance would be settled, and settled once and for all. Now, just exactly what was the question that was facing these Christians? Well, we shall put it before you in a simpler way as we know how. In other words, false teachers had gone down amongst these Christians, these children of God, and they had been teaching them. Now listen, if we'll read the first verse. That's Acts 15 and verse 1. "Certain men which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved." Now, there's so much involved in that very first verse. There are those who teach and still teach today, as did these false teachers, that unless you keep the law of Moses, you cannot be saved. And then again, there are others who teach and who believe, too, that it just isn't possible for a person to be saved here and now. But we're going to see now what's the answer of God. And I'm sure there must be some listening in today who are saying, "Well, now, that's exactly what I want to know. I'm not interested in what the church says. I'm not interested in what my neighbors say. What I desire to know above everything else is, what is the answer of God?" Now then, let's look just a little bit further, very hurriedly. Verse 5 we read, "And there rose up certain of the sect of the Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and to command them to keep the law of Moses." Now, there was no such commandment at all, and this certainly was not of God. You see, the Apostle Peter himself had already gone to the Gentiles with a message of life and with a message of salvation, and to the Apostle Barnabas and the Apostle Paul, too, had gone down and visited the fellow saints, and they had proclaimed that salvation is alone through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and on the basis of simple faith. And if you were to read in the previous chapter, that's to say chapter 14 of Acts and verse 27, you would there read this amazing statement. And when they were come and had gathered the church together, and they rehearsed all that God had done with them and how he had opened the door of faith unto the Gentiles. My, I think that's precious. He had opened the door of faith to the Gentiles. Now, these false teachers who had come down were introducing the very opposite of this. They were introducing what was the opposite of faith. They were introducing that men and women do not get saved by faith and by the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, but men and women get saved by being circumcised and by keeping the law of Moses, the Ten Commandments. Now, I would like to have you notice, if you will, just in the remaining moments, how the Apostle Peter, for he seems to have been one of the chief spokesmen at this time, and he does give them in most scathing terms what they were guilty of. He says, "Now therefore," that's in verse 10 of Acts 15, "why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?" Now that's just exactly what these false teachers were at. They were attempting to put a most galling yoke, a yoke of servitude, upon the necks of these dear Christians, and trying to falsely lead them astray and tell them that they couldn't be saved, they could never get to heaven apart from keeping the Ten Commandments. Now will you see how the Apostle Peter refutes that? And he says in verse 9, "And he put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith. Now therefore, why tempt ye God to put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear?" And reminding ourselves of the words of the Lord Jesus in the Gospel by St. John, he says, "Moses gave you the law, and none of you keepeth it." But look what the Apostle Peter has to say. "But we believe that through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved even as they." Now, in the will of God, I want to, in the next broadcast to you, go on a little bit further along this line, and we're going to see the contrast, the striking contrast between the two covenants, the covenant of the law and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to face up to some of the things that God has to say about the law and further about the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad to be able to bow to what the Apostle has to say here. And I'm sure there was perfect accord in what he set forth on this very special occasion at this first of all Bible conferences in the New Testament, and it was to settle a dispute as to whether men and women get saved by works or whether men and women get saved by grace. And so we repeat that the question is answered, fully taken up and fully answered by the Word of God. Oh, will you listen to these words? "And put no difference between us and them, purifying their hearts by faith." Now, we believe that men and women get saved by a simple act of faith. In other words, faith is the empty hand that receives from God the Father a gift dearly purchased. A gift that could not be procured with money, and it's without price, it could not be worked for, but a gift that may be obtained on the simplest possible term. By grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Now I should like very briefly to stress another thought. The apostle says in verse 7, when he had there had been much disputing, Peter rose up and said unto them, Men and brethren, you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel and believe. Oh, I wonder, as I conclude, have you heard the word of the gospel and have you believed? That's exactly how men and women get saved, by faith. And as we so frequently say, faith alone can save thee. Oh, how wonderful that God's grace is still being extended, that God's favor is outstretched, and He'd like to shower that love into that heart of yours right today, right where you are. Doesn't make any difference what your past has been or what your present is. God, in sovereign grace, would like to save you without circumcision, without attempts to keep the fragments of a broken law, but by simple faith in the merits of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now, if you enjoyed the message you've been listening to, drop us a line, please, the following address: Good News Hour, 419 Smith Street, Atchison.